You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace, breaking crime news now. Chicago cops find a woman's body dumped on the side of the road. Autopsy reveals she was 16 weeks pregnant. Identified as Megan Lewis, 39, surveillance video shows Lewis getting into a car with Juan Vega Montoya. The two argue. Investigators believe Vega Montoya stabs Lewis dead.
Nancy Lewis's body was found on the shoulder of Hunt Club Road, south of Route 173, in the northernmost end of Chicago. The Lake County Sheriff's Office says Vega Montoya drove home and left Lewis's body in the car for 2 days before dumping her. Vega Montoya was picked up in connection with the murder during a traffic stop.
Juan Vega Montoya, 37, now charged with murder and concealing a murder. Sandra Jimenez confronts her boyfriend about looking at other women. The two go to opposite ends of the home after arguing. Jimenez grabs the needles used to give their dogs rabies shots and attacks the boyfriend, stabbing him in the eye. The boyfriend rushes to the hospital, reporting the assault. Cops find Jimenez at their home. She claims his injuries are self-inflicted. Needless to say, she, Sandra Jimenez, 44, old enough to know better, now charged with aggravated battery. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
According to a Texas chief of police, surveillance footage is believed to hold the key to uncovering the truth behind the deaths of an 18-year-old pregnant woman who vanished just before Christmas and her boyfriend. Both were discovered shot in the head, possibly dead for several days. With more, here's Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
While family and friends have been grieving the killings of 18-year-old Savannah Nicole Soto and 22-year-old Matthew Guerra, police have yet to release a list of suspects or a possible motive. According to Soto's family, she was overdue for the birth of her baby and was supposed to undergo an induced labor when she vanished last month. Both fatalities were determined to be homicides by gunshot wounds to the head by the Bexar County Medical Examiner's Office. The pair were discovered in Garrett's vehicle outside an apartment building in San Antonio. Chief William McManus of the San Antonio Police Department called the crime very, very perplexing. Police released a request for public assistance to identify two individuals seen on surveillance footage, which featured the vehicle and was recorded before the victims' bodies were discovered. McManus declined to comment on whether detectives think the couple were deceased at the time the video was shot. McManus says that the video shows Guerra's vehicle momentarily pulling up next to a pickup truck at the location where the couple were discovered. Someone exits the truck and walks up to the car's driver's side. McManus stated they do not think the individual who was briefly observed getting out of Guerra's car was one of the victims. He has referred to the case as a heinous act and labeled it as a capital murder inquiry. Our friends at KENS-TV interviewed family members who say Soto was supposed to have an induced labor at a hospital on December 23rd. However, her mother claimed that when she knocked on Soto's apartment door earlier that day in the Leon Valley area, she received no response.
The family spent Christmas Eve combing the neighborhood for the missing couple. Leon Valley police filed a missing person alert for Soto on Christmas Day and later stated Guerra could not be found. A man from southern Indiana who attempted to hit a police officer with his vehicle in 2020 and was subsequently shot by the officer has been given a 16-year prison sentence. Once again, Crime Online, Sydney Sumner.
Sebastian Beck was given the maximum 16-year term by a Floyd County judge with the potential of parole after 12 years, this according to press reports. On December 7th, the man from New Albany entered a guilty plea to the felonies of attempted aggravated battery and domestic battery. It was on September 12th of 2020 that New Albany police were called to a residence over a reported incident of domestic violence. Officers were informed by a woman that Beck had grabbed her arm when she said she wanted to break up with him and that he had threatened to murder her and their kids in the past. Officers discovered Beck sitting in his running vehicle and attempted to speak with him. However, Beck reversed his vehicle and drove over a shrub that Officer John Davidson had moved behind for cover. Davidson fired at Beck, injuring him, before Beck drove off and crashed into a building in New Albany, Kentucky, a city on the Ohio River just 5 miles northwest of Louisville.
According to Floyd County Prosecutor Chris Lane, the officer was attempting to protect someone in a domestic violence situation where children were present.
Thanks, John. Kiara Coles, pregnant with her first child, gets ready for work as a Chicago postal carrier, but then suddenly calls in sick. No one hears from her again. Kiara's car found parked just outside her house, her phone and packed lunch bag inside, like she intended to go to work. Her family says she was excited about the baby, and the baby's father was her boyfriend of nearly 5 years, Joshua Simmons. Police have since learned Simmons had a second partner who was also pregnant at the time of Kiara's disappearance. Police believe Coles was met with foul play and are concerned with her safety. Kiara Coles now missing over 5 years. If you have info, contact Chicago PD 312-747-5789. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.